What's up? Good morning, San Diego. Morning. Or good afternoon. Happy brunch. Yeah, I love this show. Hello, P1s. Guess what we did? We went and made ourselves a podcast. Oh, yeah. And guess who's your host, ladies and gentlemen? It's me. It's your friend. It's that chick that likes to sit on hold every day, practically. My name's P1 Quimby. What's up? What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Happy Saturday. Oh, I love being here with my boys. Well, hello. This is the P1 something or other podcast.
Working title.
P1 Party. And basically what we're doing here, folks, is a little round table. A little P1 round table to kind of recap the week. Talk about the site. Talk about our friends. I love you guys. Welcome to the show, everybody. I am P1 Quimby. I'm your hizost with the mizost. What up? G's up, hoes down. Hey, how you doing? And today, I'm surrounded by some wonderful people. My first friend is to the left of me, and his name is P1 Danny.
What's up?
Yay!
How's it going?
Yay, hi, Danny. Hi, Danny. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
You look really nice.
Yeah, I didn't sleep last night.
You're super. I like you. We're friends.
You're okay.
So we have P1 Danny. P1 Danny, you've been a P1 for how long now?
3.5 years now.
Good job. I'm proud of you. And Danny's known for, he does lots of cool stuff. What? I don't like that. That's like the ring. I'm going to die in seven days. Anyways, so Danny's very well known for his beautiful pictures that, you know, P1 events. One video that we all know by Gangsta Pandas.
Yes. Completely shaved in his private area.
Oh, really? I didn't know that, Danny. That's a little TMI.
Yeah.
We're friends, but we're not that good of friends. Danny, tell us something interesting about yourself. Well, thanks. You're a boring person. Nobody likes you anyways. Whatever.
Pathetic.
Yeah. I tend to agree with Simon. You are horrible. You're a horrible person.
It's early, all right?
Okay.
He's responsible for the whole thing.
Apparently, I can alter images of Quimby really easily.
Have you been up all night looking at internet porn again?
All right, maybe.
Gay internet porn. Okay. Well, Danny, we're so happy to have you here.
You're welcome.
And next to him, we have the one, the only P1 nerd.
Greetings.
What's up,
hello.
Nerd?
Hello. Hi, nerd.
Hello, internet world.
Hello.
Yes.
So, nerd, we love having you here. There's no reason to say why you're the nerd. You talk in HTML and stuff like that.
I love technology.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been a P1 for, Mr. Nerd?
Ever since the Amy scandal with Eddie.
Ooh.
Long, long time ago.
That was a good three years ago, something
yeah.
like that. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Tell me something interesting about yourself, nerd.
Something interesting.
Yeah.
I can't believe that you didn't call me.
Yes, I love that clip.
Dude, is she calling in our show now? Dude, if somebody calls and says, I have a book
I'm
in front
upset,
of me.
Eddie.
Something interesting about me?
Mm-hmm.
I am just a very weird guy, and whenever there's a new tech toy, I get all hot in the pants.
Okay.
Yes, he does.
TMI, once again.
I'm
going to
scoot back a little bit.
A little too much information going on in this room. Well, thank you, nerd. We're all happy to have you here. Some of us. I don't know about everybody, but hi.
Green.
Then the next person on our panel this morning is a man by the name of P1 Taylan.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hello, Taylan.
Awesome!
You're pretty cool.
He is awesome.
Taylan's known for his... Give us that line that you used to call in and say all the time. Hello. Who's this?
It was... Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And beating.
Yes.
Classic.
Sky hates you.
Actually,
Shut the hell up.
She's actually the person I talk to most on the show now, yeah. Which is very strange.
She's a good girl. I think one time, didn't you call in and say, and something else? Like ham or something?
No, I never did that.
I'd like ham.
Yeah. Well, you should do that one day, I think. Who cares? Taylan, besides the fact that you raise snakes, you do other interesting things, tell us something like that nobody would ever guess about you.
I was in submarines for 4 years.
Oh. What'd you do on them?
I basically figured out where the ship was when we were underwater.
Oh, really?
Yay! Yeah.
That's really cool. So fun. You were a seaman.
Yes, I was a seaman.
As a seaman. Gay man.
Well, that's really hot. That must have been scary down there.
Yeah, well.
A little claustrophobic.
No, I'm very the opposite of
that. Ugh, I can never do that. I feel like I'm in a tin can the whole time. It's terrible.
Do you hate elevators?
I'm okay with, like, elevators, but, like, I hate airplanes. I always feel so enclosed and, like, please get me up of this. I don't like it. It's just scary. I hate it. Like, your feet are all scrunched in. You're just like, oh, and there's some fat guy next to you breathing and coughing all over you. It's hard. Leave me alone. I'm a human.
Probably one of the craziest things about that was sleeping next to the nuclear missile.
Wow.
Caress it.
Do you, like, glow at night, too?
All the radiation. No, that was actually a joke that we had. If we ever actually went to war with a country and had to use them, it'd be nuke them till they glow and then shoot them at night.
Oh, sweet. That's nice. And so the last person, well, not the last. He's by no reason, or I can't even talk English. He's not last. He's the first. He is the worst. He is the king of all P1s. He's our sound man. He knows everything. His name is
P1 Space Boy.
Yeah! Yeah! Oh my gosh, I love you!
Oh. Hello.
Hi. Oh, hi. You're my friend too. I like it.
This is awesome.
Oh, Space Boy, you're the best. If, well, those of you who don't know, if you're getting this podcast for the very first time, we're doing this out of the, what I like to call the Space Cave at the Space House.
Space House.
And, so, Space Boy, kudos. This is like a real radio show. Don't you guys feel like
we're
real?
Actually floating in anti-gravity?
We're like doing it. It's cool. I like it. So, Space Boy, Space Boy,
everyone.
You've obviously been a P1 for a really long time.
Yes, indeed.
Do you know, like, how many, down to the day, how long you've been a P1?
No.
Well,
when Dave Shelley and Chainsaw finally pissed him off.
At least
off.
3 days, yeah. Once you were over Ruth 66.
I'm actually a big fan of big fan of Ruth.
She's so great.
Yeah, big fan of Voyeur.
Yes, I loved those golf bits where Bukowski, what was that guy's name?
Bromo.
And his stupid golf bets. This is not funny to anybody else in the room. Space Boy, tell us something. Tell us something really interesting about yourself. And make sure it doesn't suck.
Oh, jeez.
And nothing like a Harry Potter man.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care about stupid Harry Potter. You know, something that people would probably fall over and die if they heard.
Awesome. All right, that was
okay, awesome. Well, that was really good.
That
Space
was my
Boy.
Zeth impersonation.
It was really.
Well, the thing about me, guys, is you gotta.
Okay, fine. None of you are interesting, and I hate all. I'm not even gonna say what I just saw.
Is Danny got porn up on his computer?
Probably.
He's got some stuff. On there. Naked people. Naked people in San Francisco. I mean, I don't even know. I'm scared. I'm going to blank you in your blank.
Can blank my blank and blank you.
Yeah, that's so nice. So, well, that's everybody in the room. We're just a bunch of, you know, dorky fans of a radio show, and we figured we would do a podcast for you guys on Sunday. Kind of wrap it all up and get you ready for your Monday. So, show, week, and review. Let's talk about it. Mikey's show this week was great. It was real great. I enjoyed it. It was sweet. So, Danny, bring that thing up.
Oh,
what we're going to basically talk about, my notes.
Yeah.
Getting there.
Well, the first, the big thing this week was the Eddie versus B-Rob challenge.
Do you mean the Eddie versus Madden challenge? Yes, Eddie versus Madden challenge, basically. That was ridiculous. Oh my god.
I had the good fortune of going in studio as well as Nerd, Danny, P1 Ray, P1 300,
Scooby and T-Rex.
And Scooby has the cutest little son.
Oh, yeah.
He's adorable.
But he's a Dodger fan.
Yeah, but he's a Dodger fan, so we don't like him. But, oh, my God, to the shock of everyone in the room, including myself, because I called in and debated for Eddie.
Yeah.
B-Rob, ladies and gentlemen, won the game.
No, he didn't. The game won for him.
That was horrible.
That's pretty good. So,
talk to me, guys. How'd you feel about that?
All right.
It felt like another New England Charger game.
Like the real thing. Right?
I agree.
Did any of you guys watch it on the website?
Yeah, I saw it on the website. It was actually really good. It was a little blocky at sometimes, but it was really great.
That's pretty cool. I hope they do that for future challenges then.
Technology's cool. Because,
yeah.
I like it.
Me too.
It's special. I liked it a lot. But that was very shocking that Boss Rob won, just because he played, like, had the computer pick his stuff most of the time.
Well, and it was his.
Eddie could have done that too, right?
Yeah. Eddie could have done that too, but he was actually trying to play like a normal person.
Yeah.
Does.
Eddie could have won if they went into the options menu and just made the buttons mirror what PlayStation is.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Nerd?
Oh.
No, you were like getting close to the mic. I was like, oh, you're going to say something. Never mind.
Well, I told Danny that the system menu for the Xbox had B-Rob's name on it. I tried to call him out during closing phones, when you can call in at
open
the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
Closing, open phones, whatever. But yeah, I tried to call him out on it, and he screened my call, and he said, no, they just have that Xbox there. It's a company Xbox, and they just needed to set it up freshly new, and so they used his name. So
Which is why they had his name on the Xbox.
Yeah, so just he like didn't know how to play. And he just learned right on the spot, so that was a legitimate win.
Whatever, dude, he's a cheater, just like the Patriots are.
Well,
just like every person
with boxes.
When
the computer gives you like 100 gajillion interceptions every time Philip Rivers throws the ball,
it was pretty serious.
You know, what are you gonna
do? But that's kind of close to real life.
Scott.
I love you, Chargers. Don't worry.
I don't want to kill you tonight.
It's okay.
Don't kill us, P1 Bolts.
Let's be friends. Yeah. We're friends. We're all friends here. This is a safe place, you guys.
P1 Bolts is going to shoot us.
This is a safe and happy place. Well, that was pretty great. So that kind of ties into the next subject. The P1 lunch at Joe's Crab Shack. Yummy.
Talk about
that. Yes, that
was fun.
Was loads of fun.
That was a lot of fun. It went by so fast, too.
Which you all went from here?
Yeah.
Did all of you guys go?
Just me and Talon.
And Space Boy?
Hi!
You forget about this guy over here?
Space Boy wins, like, a bunch of stuff just because he's got a P1 shirt on.
That's right.
Yeah, like, oh, look at him.
You've already got all of that.
Here, have any DVD that you want. I don't like you.
Don't be hating.
Quimby was sitting there like, I want to win something, damn it!
I got a Border Patrol t-shirt.
And it was everyone at our table.
Everybody except for me and Carla, P1 Carlino won. We both put our names in three separate times.
Cheaters never win.
They were both
trying to win. It was so sad.
Quimby, can you explain the contest? Like, what happened? Because I wasn't there.
Okay, so at the lunch, they had a little box set up where you just sign a slip of paper and put your name in there, and then they were just doing drawings for prizes, like best of CDs, T-shirts, movies, candle box tickets. It was a multitude, variety of items, but it was really cool. Like, a lot of people won prizes at that lunch. It was a really good time. Probably, I would say, close to, like, 60, 70.
That's probably about accurate.
Yeah, 60 to 70 P1 showed up. We had the whole side of the restaurant set up all for us.
Nice.
And the show was really surprised because Sky came up to me and she goes, oh, I thought it was just you guys at this table. She's like, I didn't realize we had
the whole restaurant.
The
whole place, yeah.
Yeah, and it was typical P1 gathering ratio. It's about six dudes for every one girl.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
No. And all the girls were at our table.
Exactly, P1 people. Half of you we don't even want to sleep with. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like Steph, Carlita, Squimby,
that new lady.
Space Girl.
P1 Areola.
Yes, yeah, P1 Areola. She was there.
The Space Wife was there.
The P1 Table Crasher.
JD showed up.
JD.
She's not a girl.
I'm sorry. Close enough.
I should tune into the show.
Who else was
and then there were just a few other like random chicks who like came with her boyfriend.
Scooby was there.
Yeah, there was something. Okay, you guys, Taylor, did you see this? Space Boy, did you see this? There was the weirdest thing. Like, when I came and sat down, you know, it was like waiting for the show to come in my peripheral vision, I see this guy. And he has what looks like this kind of like headband on that had rabbit ears and antelope antlers, okay?
Yes, I
And I was like, Carla, look down there. What is that? Is that like a half furry or something? And Carla's like, I don't think she goes, I think that's like, that means he's a jackalope or something. So I was like, okay.
I couldn't quite make out what it was, but it's
yeah, do you know
what,
have you ever heard about the jackalope? It used to be a little bit on America's Funniest right People.
Didn't Dave Coulier do that voice?
Yes.
Fast as fast can be, you'll never catch me.
Oh my god.
You know that
that's
line.
A high five on that one.
Awesome.
So anyway, so the guy kind of turns at one point and I look back over and I am not kidding. Okay, so he has his jackalope antler rabbit ears on perched on his shoulder was an actual like stuffed jackalope. He was wearing a lei around his neck, and he had just the oddest look on his face.
Tell me someone has a picture.
Oh, like,
if you
I
have a picture, please email it.
I would have just walked right up to him, and I kept telling Eddie, like, go meet your new best friends. Sky wouldn't go talk to the guy. I tried so hard. I'm like, you need to go shake his hand.
Oh, really?
He's probably a really cool person. We just can't judge him by the jackalope.
If anyone has a picture,
jackalope,
can you please should we
shoulder.
Send it to Danny?
Yeah,
send it to Danny at p1site.com. If you have a picture of this weird jackalope, I
want
to see it.
I want it. Oh, we'll have to go on Rock 105.3 site.
Oh yeah, they'll probably have it.
Yeah, you know how those interns are. They like the weird stuff. They're like us. They're fans, and they don't get paid very much money.
Pretty much.
You guys are getting paid?
Yeah. What?
You guys got paid?
Oh my god. I'm gonna drink the blood out of your skull. So.
What the hell? Okay, OJ.
So, was there any
not
bits?
That joke.
You're lucky you're not a white woman. And I'm not a man.
I think this show is taking a turn for the worse.
Okay, OJ's, get back with me. So, anything else that you guys found really cool on the. Oh, I forgot. So, this week is Zeth's birthday.
Yes.
Yay. Isn't that today?
I think it, well.
So March 15th
it's
is what
still
it said,
this
right?
week, right? Okay.
He screwed the pooch, right? So, like, the Mikey Show team, they all, like, made plans to, like, get off early. They basically worked their life around meeting Zeth at Carl Strauss for his birthday. And it sounded like it was going to be pretty cool. We get a cool story out of it. Whatever. Well, very last minute, Zeth goes and cancels.
Blockhead.
Like an ass.
Blockhead. You blockhead.
He's an idiot.
Does it really mean?
Yeah. It's terrible because, like, Eddie's wife, like, went through all these, like, you know.
Yeah. She had to get off of work and stuff early.
Yeah.
So they could get ready.
And Rebecca, like, set up a sitter or, like, you know, said she was going to stay home or whatever
so
Mike
could
go.
She was going to stay home so Mike could go.
It was like this whole big to-do, you know, making sure that they could get there. And then Zeth, the day of, cancels.
Not only cancels, he doesn't tell them until Eddie starts asking what time.
Yeah, once Mikey starts firming up.
Yeah, Mikey starts bringing it up. Yeah.
I was so messed up. I was so.
Freaking blockhead.
He's retarded. And if he thinks none of this is going to make it on the air, boy, think again. I hope he was listening to the show and he's shined up. When he shined up. it was a good week on the Mikey Show. The men won the Battle of the Sexes again.
Of course. Team Awesome
Awesome.
It's really hard because it seems like the girls, like, when they get questions, they'll give Ashley a question that Sky and Chantel, you know, absolutely know.
Yes, it's all set up.
And, yeah, it's all messed
but
up.
But that last tiebreaker question, I mean, how do you get it wrong?
I was about to slap Ashley for that one.
Yeah. What the hell was that?
It's smart.
Pretty much.
It was a little tiebreaker at the end, and they asked, you know, what is the green light on the top or the bottom?
Yeah,
and she buzzed in right away. I think, guys, I'm pretty sure that it's on the top.
Yeah.
And the boys Team won. Awesome automatically wins. F.
Awesome.
Whatever. What is this, Jeff and Jer? I have questions about this whole battle of the sex thing, okay? Because I grew up here listening to morning radio here in San Diego. And I'm sorry, but do you remember the Battle of the Sexes when Jeff and Jer used to do it?
I never listened to Jeff and Jer.
They d- well,
yeah,
as a child.
Like.
I do not have a vagine.
Okay, listen. When I was in the fourth grade, my mom would like listen to that show, and she would take us to elementary school. And what Jeff and Jer did for a really long time was like a Battle of the Sexes that went on for like.
Danny just pulled up this monster can of Monster. This thing is like three normal cans put into
32 one. 32 fluid ounces, people.
A Monster energy drink. He had to sign a waiver at 7-Eleven.
Isn't there like a there's like how many cans you should drink, and it's like
Danny had to sign a waiver to buy this thing. He had to sign away his life that he won't sue Monster.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
I wanted to try some. What is this? How much did this cost, Danny?
I don't even care.
Oh my god, let's see.
That is the most disgusting, rancid shit ever.
Are we like passing?
That is.
And I pass.
Nerd won't even drink it.
I don't drink energy drinks anymore. They're just so not good for you.
So it tastes like crap. Let me have some more.
It's called heavy metal.
Okay, whatever. My teeth already
so
feel like they're rotting out
good.
Of my head.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I can instantly feel my teeth rotting, like, right now, probably because the amounts of sugar.
It's back on track, folks. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
What was I talking about before all this went down? Anyways, does anybody know? Anybody know?
What's,
anybody?
What's less interesting than that?
I don't know. we were talking about the week in review. Sorry if we got off topic there, but anything else? We were talking about the Battle of the Sexes.
Oh, the Battle of the Sexes.
And how Ashley screwed the pooch on that one. So
Jeff and Jer.
And then, so Jeff and Jer used to do it where they would do Battle of the Sexes for like 3 months. And then in the end, whoever had the most wins that losing team would have to go and do something wacky. So I just thought but in the world of morning radio, I think a lot of things just get recycled. I mean, If you're in this field, obviously you're all going to have similar ideas.
No idea is a new idea, that's for sure.
Yeah, but have the girls won even one time yet?
No.
They haven't.
No, they haven't. Although I love Chantel.
Are you surprised?
No, of course not. But
yeah, the girls on that show are not
the guys
brightest
are way
of the
ahead in points right now. The girls really need to step it up if they have any chance of winning.
It is sad. I wish I could just go in there and it could be like me, Chantel. Chantel's pretty smart, and I like her. She's sassy.
Yeah,
I like her. Her voice is
sassy. Team sass. I like Eddie's recommendation that Ashley's name goes first.
Ashley, Chantel, Sky. Yes.
Team
awesome.
Ass. that was pretty sad. I was pretty bummed out, guys.
It was really bumming out, my guys.
My guys, BFF, okay.
So you guys talked about the lunch, but you guys didn't talk about the payoff.
Oh, the payoff was gay.
It was pretty gay.
It wasn't even like.
It was like, hey, let's think of some things that
let's
we should wear.
Dig around in the promo closet and see what we could find. So he was wearing like a grass skirt.
Okay.
And he had a lay on, and then he had these ridiculously huge
sunglasses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heart shaped. And he had on this like wig. It was like a clown wig that was red, white, and blue.
Okay.
And then this big stupid hat.
It was like a.
Yeah, it was lame. He only wore it for 15 minutes, and then it was off.
Thank God.
Which was which kind of made me think, if this was B-Rob, would they have just let him out of the outfit? Or
hell no.
they would have let him out of the outfit on principle, just like Eddie, because it was lame.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That was lame. I had suggested, like, a giant Shamrock costume, but...
There you go.
Didn't get no love on that, I don't know. Or a bunny rabbit, that would have been cute.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking at the photo right now.
It would have been funnier dressed up as like a giant pink bunny rabbit.
Yeah, that would have been really cute.
I'm looking at the photo right now from Spaceboy's camera. Yeah, it's not embarrassing enough. I mean...
He didn't say embarrassing, he said ridiculous.
Oh. Yeah.
And it is ridiculous.
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous.
Okay.
I wanted the sunglasses.
He has three lays on, colors pink, blue, or actually a couple of them. Pink, blue, green, and... heart glasses, a pimp hat with purple trim.
Yeah, he was looking good looking.
He was super hot. I want to marry him. No. Yeah.
Where did Danny go?
Marry me, please.
Danny just went to dump out
the
monster.
He just went to dump out the monster. It was nasty.
There goes $4 down the
Grody.
Drain.
That was pretty much the major stuff, man.
That's like a gallon of gas there, Dan.
I know.
Whatever. What are you gonna do?
You just might as well take your money and
see. I'll keep the flush can it down in the my toilet. Car, and so if I ever kill someone, I have an excuse.
Hey, Spaceboy. this is a practice show. How long are we into this?
We're about 29 minutes.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Good.
It's not bad.
Good.
Time's flying.
So let's get on to
Cheese Whiz.
P1site.com. P1site.com.
Spaceboy, please replace that with the intro. Thank you.
Shut your face. You all love my singing. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
My ears
so,
are, I love
this
so much
week
my ears
on the
bleeding.
Site, we've had exciting stuff. You guys are asses. And we're not friends, and we're all in a fight. So, whatever. Anyways, so, I'm going to hand it over to Danny because he is Mr. P1 Site. He pays the bills. How you doing, Danny? Hi, Danny.
No, we said Danny, not Zeph.
Danny, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What's up with the site this week?
Okay, first of all, our audio is kind of jacked up.
Uh-oh.
Because of the time change.
What?
And my computer not changing automatically. So I was like missing like the first hour for a few days.
It's like Y2P1 site.
Yeah. And I guess the same thing happened with you, right, Spaceboy?
Just on one day.
Yeah.
I missed 1 hour on one day.
So I need to get a copy of yours, because I missed, like, 3 days in a row.
Well, it's okay. These people need to calm down about the audio.
That is just horrible.
They need to realize it's free. You know, it's not like...
And it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's, for him, not me.
From what I... Whatever.
People don't get that, but whatever.
I know. Maybe one day when you grow up, Danny, you'll find these things out. Anyways, okay, back to the site. Tell me more. Tell me more.
We have a couple things. Let's see. Shoot. There's a lot of things that went down on the site this week. You're laughing, I know. Okay, first of all, P1 Super Zan is
dish.
We're getting there.
Let's get to the fun stuff.
Let me get the fun stuff first so like we can kill it on a down.
Yeah. Before Debbie Downer and the Get Me Downs.
Captain
Before
Killjoy and the Get Me Downs.
Exactly.
So we're having a poker night Wednesday 19th at P1 Super Zan's place.
Wednesday
7 p.m. And the buy-in as of right now is $20. The more people we get, the buy-in will probably be lower. I don't know. Are you going to go, Quimby?
No.
Your game.
It's Wednesday night in the North County. I'm sorry. I do need to...
Cry me a river.
Shut your face.
You're so gay. Okay.
Whatever.
So, yeah, Quimby's gay and there's a poker night.
I admit it openly.
After a little bit of drama that went down on the weekend, it looks like we're having a P1 Padres night.
Yay!
So we're
but
gonna
who
get.
Who cares about the Padres?
Shut your face!
No.
A lot of people care about the Padres,
Turn
sir.
Turn off his microphone, please.
A lot of people love the Padres, and Padres games are fun.
So it looks like we're gonna do it either for a Diamondbacks game, which is later this month. Or later next month, or we can wait until June and go to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
So I'll start posting on the site and see what you guys want to do. We can go to both. I don't care, because I plan on going to a lot of games this season.
Yeah, high five.
I'm down for it.
Yeah. You're so gay.
What else?
We got a couple interesting threads. We got the IQ test, which apparently I'm stupid. I got a 118. And everyone else got like a 200 million point one somehow.
You're smart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is 157 high?
What?
Is 157 good?
I don't... Is that what you got?
Yes, it was.
I still haven't taken this IQ test. What is it? Like, do you have to like...
You like
mentally retarded.
it's basically a test where you solve like puzzles and or I don't know if it's puzzles, but it's you compare things like
it's puzzles.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, the comparisons
and you figure out like
common knowledge type stuff. You
things
know,
like that.
Things that little kids should know.
Yeah.
You know, Danny.
So shut up. I'm an idiot. What do you want
from me? I'd take it, but I don't want to make you feel bad, Danny. I'm a genius.
That was Space Boy freaking hitting his microphone.
Idiot. You're stupid.
Let's see. God. Oh, I think it was P1 Instantly Classic.
Instant Classic. I like him.
He's cool. Let me see.
He has good threads.
Let me double check.
When he laughed at the old lady that fell down,
yeah,
that was great.
P1 Instantly Classic. He came up with a pretty good thread idea, which we had before, but it's, I don't like it one thread.
Yes. Yes, and that is taken directly from the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a healing. It's a healing time.
And
it's
so
a healing time.
Basically, you go in there and you have a, you know, you post what you don't like when things happen.
Yeah, it's not a personal attack on anyone.
Not on.
Although I like to make fun of Zeke.
We hate you.
I like to make fun of Zeke and Jason because they're kind of gay.
Yeah.
Like, what did Zeke say?
I hate it when when Tony opens his stupid Raider loving mouth.
Yeah.
Tony's a P1.
Don't we all?
Yeah. So, I don't like it when people talk to me in the urinal. Joey Tata.
What in the urinal?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would be creepy.
Come on, guys. You've had that conversation before.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah. People are weird.
What did, anything
like,
else?
Dude, I'm trying to take a piss here.
Yeah. So then you pat on the back. You pee in her hand and then you pat on the back.
I bet I don't like it when P1s call in who don't know their frickin'
trivia. Oh my god.
Do not get me started.
Please, Lord in heaven. Like, there are too many people out there who are like longtime P1s who love the show who can answer.
They're just nervous.
Every question. And they freak out because they. Yeah.
They get nervous.
It's just the phone. Yeah. I mean, call yourself P1 La La La.
Which member of the show is a germaphobe?
Jer.
I think it's called Shelly. I don't know. Chainsaw. Okay. People, let me just say this outright, okay? Before anything else. If you aren't very knowledgeable on P1 trivia, don't call in just because you want to hear yourself on the radio and you think, oh, you're the loser, so you're still going to come in.
Yeah.
Because we will all hate you. And we will be a friend. You'll be demoted to private in P1 Army.
Hate you.
If the trivia goes longer than one break, both of you suck.
Oh my gosh. Be a 3-point question than a 2-point
question.
You're
fired. You should be put in front of the P1
If you're dumb, you should do the sky thing 2-2-1.
Yeah.
That's all it should be.
So
that's
dumb.
It should,
so
you should
dumb.
Not
People
miss that question.
People are idiots. Whatever. I hate you all. You know what I hate it when? I hate it when I have to look at any of your faces. God.
Ouch.
Yeah. So,
so
are you on your period today?
You know what? You too. I hope you get a period, Taylor. We get blood everywhere out of your ears and your eyes.
Okay. Whoa.
Tell me
whoa.
More. Okay. I like the sound of that.
I knew you would, OJ.
He was a white woman.
Yeah. Go look at my bathtub. It's full of blood.
It will make you bleed.
So we had two other threads. These were a little racy. One of them is the testimony thread, which we won't get into. I'll just mention it.
Hot button.
Pretty much.
Boy, did that piss off a lot of people.
Well, yeah. You guys can go in there and kind of read what went down, but that got a little heated. The other one was there was a drama thread. You guys can go in there, too. It's in the random section.
Yeah. You can see the drama that got started. What up?
You can see... just stuff. It's called This Is Me Being Honest, and it's posted by P1 Dan.
Yeah. But let me just tell you folks, just go in there and read it. I've suggested to lock it up. Nobody else needs to comment on it. You can just let people see what happened for themselves. But I'm over it. Like, the people who cause drama on the site are pretty much, like, not really very much enough.
But then I get the PMs, and I don't want that either.
Oh, I wish I knew every PM.
What about that thread where we were posting our child photos?
Oh, I hate you. Why did you even bring that up?
Did somebody put Danny's childhood photo on there? Sweet. Did I miss it?
Where is
did
it?
Did I miss it?
Where is it?
He was the cutest little baby. I don't know what happened, you know, with him growing up, but like...
Wow, that's nice.
Cutest baby.
Funny thing is, there's not much of a difference between that.
The crazy hair, the sweet little cheeks that you did.
It was taken last week.
You're so cute. That sucks so bad. You're adorable. Yeah. You're
frig. I'm looking for it right now. Oh. Third page of When We Were Kids thread under random.
When we were kids. Ah, da, 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 da. Oh.
Dude, he's a baby.
No, I bet
he's
everybody loved it.
He's a baby.
Pinch you and just kiss you and just so love her.
Yes,
sir. Oh, the cutest baby ever. What does it say? This topic to post child pictures, not recent ones of Danny. Who wrote that?
That would be me.
Oh, Taylor. You're brutal.
I know.
You're brutal. Oh, and the next one by Carlita says, ah, ha, 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 ha. Taylor, I said the same thing. Aw, everybody thinks you look like a baby.
I don't know. He doesn't look like a baby.
No, he doesn't look like him. That's a really big baby. I don't know about that.
Yes,
it's like if you line up like five different pictures of babies, you could immediately pick them up.
Shut up.
Oh, my goodness. But, and also pertaining to the show, folks, let's remember the Mikey Show will be on vacation March 24th to March 28th.
Yep, I finally get to sleep in a little.
Yeah. And the show gets a little
very
break.
Unlikely.
It'll be super. I'm happy for them. So, hey, all you new P1s out there, you should listen to the best dev. You know why? Does anybody know why you should listen to the best
trivia
dev?
Yeah.
So you can learn maybe your you can learn your trivia. Instead of bitching about it and saying, ooh, it's not new. I hate you. How about you listen in? I'm sure you'll laugh again at the same stuff.
For sure.
I've listened to the whole podcast library almost twice through. It's great. So that's why if I were to play trivia against anybody except for Space Boy, I might do pretty good, don't you think?
I would own you.
I might do pretty good.
I hear a challenge. Quimby versus Danny.
That's not even a challenge.
You want to get pwned?
I like that challenge.
I'll pwn you.
Okay. Next podcast, we got to do that.
Pwn you.
I will write the questions.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, really?
Not to mention.
Really? Bring it on. What do you got?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my god, are you serious?
Put it on the board.
I'll do it.
Dude, it's on.
I'm down.
Put it on the board.
And it's put it. It's
not
put
to mention,
it on the board.
Has anyone else noticed that Ashley's gotten a lot nicer?
Yes, because
lately.
Of love.
Yes.
Drinking? Love conquers all, everybody. Can we talk about it? Like, they got her boyfriend on, well, what at the time was her lover. And he used her real name, and he said, I mean, I got goosebumps, and I wanted to cry. Like, that was the sweetest thing.
Because you have a vagine.
Yes. They called Ashley's lover and talked to him about why he didn't have the talk and then his lame way of getting out of the talk. And finally, on the air, Seth asked Ashley if he could be her boyfriend and she would be his girlfriend. It was so cute.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Thank you.
It was great. I would loved every second of it. I hate you, Space Boy. You and me are in a fight. Anyways,
but congratulations.
It was a very touchy,
absolutely,
moving moment. I mean, this is a reality radio show, and I love every second of it.
It was cool. It's just I kind of always consider them boyfriend and girlfriend, even though she.
No,
didn't.
There are people out there. Can we talk about this? There are people out there who are weird. Okay.
Really?
They're dumb and stupid, okay? I understand. From the time you're about 14 to 18, there's this point where you ask somebody to go out with you.
Puppy love.
Yeah, you're like little kids, and you kind of like, you know, here, check yes or no. Do you like me?
I always thought
being friends. So dumb. I want to shoot people sometimes. So now here we are. We're all adults here. What are we, children? We're all adults here. I mean... Really? Like, me and Chris, there was never a point where Chris goes, Katie Evans, I look into your eyes, and I would like to know, will you be my girlfriend? I mean, come on. If you're together all the time, if you have relations, you know, if you don't see anybody else, you're a boyfriend and girlfriend, period, the end. Like, do any of you feel that it's necessary at that point where you're like, hey, we're not really going to see anybody else. I'm totally stoked with you. Should there be yet another step in saying, will you be my girlfriend?
No.
No?
You got to admit that the girls like hearing that stuff.
Oh, I well, see, I'm not the typical girl, and I think all women are gay. But I really think, like, in today's world, I mean...
He is a gay
woman.
Yes!
But, I mean, really? Do you have to have that, like, formality, like, to, like, break down every, like, portion of your relationship? Because that was the weirdest thing I've ever heard. They were celebrating a 2-month anniversary, but they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Like, what are they celebrating?
Anniversary of when they met.
Of when they bone smooch? Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
Blank my blank and blank you.
Danny just sent me a little note. And yes. I accept. It says, are you gay?
Check the box.
I checked the maybe box. I checked maybe. I just might be gay. I don't know yet, but whatever. You guys are all gay. We're not friends.
Does Chris know?
Yeah, he knows. And he loves it.
What the hell are you doing?
I don't like Vagine, but I'm still gay. Like, in sense of being gay. I'm gay.
So do you like to spank chicks?
I think Ashley does. I don't.
I heard her say that once.
Really? No way. I don't believe you. Prove it.
I like spanking chicks. Oh. It's fun.
Oh my God! Who does that? Well, that was drunk Ashley. We have to remember that was.
Find me a hot black prostitute.
Yeah.
What? Who just came in? Was that Eddie?
I think it was Eddie.
Did Eddie just come in the room?
He just left.
Eddie, wow. Eddie used the trap door.
He used the trap door. We have a trap door in the space lounge. Yes,
space lounge. Yes, I love it.
The space studio. Space land. Pretty soon, Space Boy will be the president of the country called Space Country.
Very creative there.
Thank you very much. Yep. And they'll have, like, you know, space banks and space stores and...
You've been picking the wrong girls. First of all, I like them black and fat.
Mikey! What the hell? You need to leave. I think you need to go home and get some... Are you drinking again? What is going on here? That was a weird sound drop.
That's a random.
Very weird. So, what else happened this week? Oh, time change. Wait.
No, 9 minutes.
We're at 45 minutes right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Awesome. It's perfect. No, I love it. So this week was time change. Time change.
Yeah.
It is now lighter, longer.
I love it. Me too. I love it.
Dude, I love states. I was about to say countries. States like Arizona. They don't recognize the time change. Ever.
I think Hawaii's the same way.
Yeah. So it's just, it's the same all the time.
We should totally do that.
Yeah, but then George Bush decided, like, we were going to do it.
No, he is God. He controls time.
That's news to me.
That's news to me.
But there was the time change, but I do like it, too. I like when I get out work.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Shut up. Yeah.
He doesn't care about time.
He doesn't care about tailing, actually. That's what he told me.
Good riddance. The world is better off without you.
Yeah. Get the hell out of my country. Okay, awkward silence. Hi. Hi. We're friends. So, there was a time change this week. Hey, is anything happening in the world of technology? Like, quickly. Is there anything major?
I got...
Major? You can tell me
major.
That.
Well, all right, two thanks. Major... two major things. Sorry, I was looking down my list.
Everything is major.
Yeah, to me, everything's major. But for the rest of the world...
Motherboard upgrade. Uh-huh. They were able to take a chip.
Oh, come on, guys.
All right, everybody. That was a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tunnel, and we're gone.
See you next
you
time.
Guys.
Big Third, you suck. You just ruined the whole show. Now tell me something major.
Major.
Nerd world.
Two things. iPhone SDK for June and Smash Brothers review.
Ooh.
Okay, which one you want to hear first?
Smash Brothers.
No, Smash Brothers. I used to play that on
Smash Brothers.
64.
Yeah.
Is a huge game for the Wii. If you guys don't know what it is, basically put all the old school game characters into one fighting 2D platform game. For instance, get the Pokemon versus Metroid or Samus. Get Link from Legend of Zelda versus
Mario.
Versus Mario.
Really? You know? I heard Link was gay. Is there any truth to that rumor? Link. No, I heard what? Link from Zelda. I heard he was gay.
That's why he always let the princess get captured.
Really? Yeah, I heard he was gay. Yeah, I heard he came out. He didn't want her.
Yeah. But the game before this, which was on the GameCube, was really more towards the hardcore people who would play all the time and learn all the little tricks and bugs that they can mess with the newbies, and newbies didn't really have a chance. Now they slowed down the game, and hardcore players are really getting mad that they slowed down the fighting. But all the casual people are like, yay, it's fun, I can just mash buttons. And so people who just mash buttons, don't know what they're doing, have a good chance against the hardcore people. And Quimby's making funny faces.
Would that be you, nerd?
I'm not hardcore.
Oh.
Okay.
But it's fun.
Smash Brothers, yes. We've been hearing a lot about that on the forum. So you can go to GeekSpeak if you'd like to share tips and names and
that's the other thing.
IDKs and stuff.
You know, we split the boards over the week. I forgot to mention that in the forum because someone to the right of me, I'm not going to name any names, but her initials are P1 Quimby.
Those are a lot of initials.
Yeah.
She put it up in the mod thread that we should break it up, and it actually was a good recommendation because it worked out. We have a movie for, or we have a section for movies, a section for our geeks, just a random section.
Music.
Music, videos, Photoshop, and if you guys want to bitch about something, there's a place to complain.
And then random is just for truly random crap, you know? A lot of times in random, I like how people take topics from the show and just, you know.
Put them in there. Yeah. Or,
so what do you want?
Yeah, or.
What are you going to do? Like, what's your thought?
We have, like, the emo thread that's created that I love.
Emo thread. Dude, emo whatever.
Emo Hitler.
Emo Hitler, yeah.
Emo Care Bear.
Dude, that thread makes me want to cut myself. Does that make me emo?
I wish my grass was emo so it would cut itself.
Yeah. That's the best one.
But I'm bumping.
I might want to cut you a little.
Chris Hansen's emo.
Yep. I love it.
Yeah, so but goth chicks are sexy, so there you go.
Amen.
Amen. So do you have one more thing from Tech World?
Last thing for Tech
World. Make it quick.
I'll make it quick.
And in English.
If you... iPhone is now... Oh, God.
It's why you're such a jerk.
I hate you.
Okay. Ignore him.
iPhone will become its own portable game player because Sega and EA have already started making games just for the iPhone.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Imagine Super Monkey Ball. Which is
whoa! It's a family show, dude.
That's a family game.
Say the words Super Monkey Ball.
Anyways.
You can play that game on your iPhone.
You can play that game on the iPhone using the tilt and you know how it knows which way it's tilting. And then it there's a MMO game called Spore that's EA is making that's going onto the iPhone. So basically it's gonna become its own Nintendo DS or PSP, so game developers actually putting real games into the phone. And that's about it. Stop falling asleep, guys. You guys suck.
Thank you, nerd. Yay! Greedy.
I try to go as fast as I can.
Hey, it's all good. I know. You love your technology a lot. Like, he has a boner right now just after talking about this. Put it away. Save it for later, okay?
On a personal note, I got the iPhone and it sucks ass.
Yeah, did it cost like $542,000?
$429.17.
For us.
Shouldn't they make it free so that you have to pay $100 a month
for it? Dude. Well, you do that too. Dude, you just got pwned by iPod or Apple, whoever. Steve Jobs.
What? I'm an iFan.
Yeah, that was Apple.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hump you.
Yeah, I love Steve Jobs.
Yeah, nerd's all macked out.
Yeah, he is.
He's a Mac daddy. Yeah,
there's some really cool features about it, but I can't receive picture text messages. Are you kidding me?
What? Just wait till June.
Wait till June. See, they should have waited to release the iPod. Yeah. Steve Jobs is a greedy bastard. Greedy bastard. But I hate freaking what's his face?
Justin
Leggings. Bill Gates. Windows Vista, when we first got it, was the biggest turd I had ever experienced in my life. You couldn't run iTunes. You couldn't run like all these different programs that worked fine.
Approximately how many Kirks is that?
What?
South Park reference.
Oh my God! Can you speak in English?
So you're it's just a regular Windows machine.
I hate everybody pretty much in the computer world because I don't understand you. Nor do I get you, but I like the stuff that you give me. So I.
I want a computer that can play music, and I can watch movies and go on the internet.
Get
That's
Linux.
That's all I want. Yeah, pretty much.
I wish my pits would stop sweating.
Oh, yeah. By the way, we have an Ashley imposter.
Yes,
yeah,
we do. Exactly.
Take a picture. Take a
he already got a picture.
So, got a picture.
Our host, Quimby.
Me and Ashley can see the progress. Have a lot in common.
Have sweaty pits.
That's
so gross. Sean, you're going to love this.
I forgot deodorant when I woke up this morning to come and be here on time.
You still showed up late.
Well, shut up. Like, Starbucks, it's their fault.
Yeah, Starbucks' fault.
Yeah, whatever. So, does anybody know anything cool that's going to be coming up site-wise?
How about that Doomsday movie? Anyone see that?
What, Mad Max wannabe crap?
What are you talking about?
Doomsday. I was so, like, they already did Mad Max, dude. Did you go see it?
Yeah, but that was Mel Gibson.
This is pathetic.
No, Mel Gibson it was the shit in the
80s. I have a prediction for that movie. The best part is going to be the end.
Shit!
The best part is going to be where you walk out of the
movie. Yeah, the credits.
Doomsday looks... I'm sorry.
Now, what's better, Cloverfield or Doomsday?
Oh, man.
Tough call?
They're in the same toilet. All right?
Did you go see that, Taylor?
No, I didn't see Doomsday yet. I was sick as a dog yesterday. But
yeah, because you wanted to watch Doomsday.
No, I didn't. But yeah, Cloverfield.
No,
awesome.
No. Okay, we're done.
Taylor, me and Taylor. Oh yeah,
it is my favorite movie ending of all time. Does everybody die?
For those of you that don't know, Danny and I have an ongoing feud about Cloverfield. And
I think it's pretty one-sided now.
Any
chance that Taylor gets to talk about Cloverfield directed towards Danny? Yeah.
And it's not so much that I really give a crap about the movie anymore, but I just like to see Danny get pissed.
Yeah, folks, don't ever let Taylor find out what your button is.
Because
he will push it.
He will love pushing
that button. He will rape that
button. Hi, button.
Yeah, pretty much. J.J. Abrams still owes me $7.50.
Are you going to go to
his
house?
I think J.J. Abrams has paid you off and lost. So get over it, okay?
He's
paid you off and lost goodiness.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they tied in Cloverfield?
No, wouldn't.
Oh, the Cloverfield monster lives on the island,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
Oh,
I had
that was
Kobe,
by the way.
Oh, dear Lord.
I had to do it. Save that
Sounds
clip.
Like a man.
Yes. Yeah. Sounds like a man, but smells like
microphone.
A woman.
Oh,
I sweat
wow.
like a woman, too.
Ew.
Shut up. Get over
that
it.
That was disgusting.
Sweat
you.
Is cool. How much time we got?
55 minutes right now.
We're at 55? Wow, we got 5 minutes.
So,
man.
Or more if we want to.
This went really well.
Yeah.
As Rebecca would say. Well, this is well. I tend to agree with her. I think this went wonderfully.
Yeah.
Well, I tried Ritalin, and it made me really like, nah.
Space Boy, today you did so good on the soundboards.
This is so much better than 2 weeks ago.
You should have seen him last night, dude. He was up until, what, 3:45?
3:45 in the morning getting
ready. And then I showed up at his house here at 9 in the morning. The guy did not sleep at all last
Dragged my ass out of bed, but Danny didn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
He went to Denny's, he went home.
Drove around.
Drove around?
Dude, I left his house, what was it, 1:30?
Yeah. Why didn't you just sleep on the couch?
That's a good call, dude. If you didn't crash here, just let me know.
Now I know.
I should have asked you.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking at all either.
Just
I was like,
be like the guest who doesn't leave. Who cares?
Yeah, don't worry about it, dude.
Yeah. Don't worry. You won't overstay your welcome.
Space couch is comfy.
Through it. It's all good.
Okay. What? So then at this point would be like, blah, blah, blah. This is happening this week. Blah, 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 blah.
But
blah,
we
blah.
Don't know what's going on.
And we love you guys.
Well, we actually do know what's going on. So you guys know we are throwing P1 Turtle a going away party.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm planning on having it at the Wave House on the 29th of
Somebody
this month.
Somebody tell her it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, seriously. She will be late
she
for her own party.
She will be later for her own party.
She will.
Oh,
that
love
is
that
why
girl.
Her name is Turtle, everyone.
Yeah. So I need to put it up on the boards and see what you guys think, but either the 29th or the 28th, it's a Friday or a Saturday. I'm probably the only one out of you guys that wants to try the Flow Rider machine.
Flow Rider?
The big wave. Art of the big man wait.
Low.
I just sneezed on the
No, have you seen the Flow Rider machine there?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it looks
I'm
pretty cool.
There we go.
know what?
Ready? You guys ready for a little Quimby dancing? One more time? One more time?
This video is so sick.
5, 6, 7, 8. Black and white jeans, suits with the fur. What? This the show.
It's the show.
I'm Mikey. Show.
That kind
show.
Of flow rider?
Oh, so not that flow rider.
Consider yourself worth. Mike is show. Kyle, is this you rapping right here?
No, this is Dane. Gang banging and pimping
is
what we do. Dane is into it.
It's like tone deaf with Danny. I recollect on Mike is show moments I'll never forget. But this be our outro song. There he goes. Well, you guys, I love you. I love making love to every last one of you through your ears. They made me the host of this show. I don't know why, but I'm going to try to do my best. That's right, bitches. So, we will have another show for you in 2 weeks. Tell every single one of your friends who is a P1 to download this show. All of you, download it today, tomorrow, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Talk to you guys later. Woo! The apple bottom, I like to dance a lot in front of liquor stores in a panda suit. I'm looking show, respect a little low. You guys don't like whiz songs?
Oh, Danny just turned her mic off.
Danny, I hate you! I love Kelly and I want to have her babies. I want to have a space baby space too. Baby?
That can be arranged.
That kind of creeps me out and I don't know why.
Blank my blank and blank you.
Ew! Oh, this is awesome. I can just sit here and do this all day. Let's talk. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Schlesinger. Kill your babies and you're all horrible parents. Speak on it.